WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest, John Woo, is the director of the new hit action film, Face Off. It's Woo's third American film, having made 26 movies in Hong Kong, including comedies, martial arts films, and gangster films. Some of Woo's Hong Kong movies, especially The Killer and Hard Boiled, developed a cult following in the U.S. Quentin Tarantino was one of Woo's early champions. Woo made his first American film, Hard Target, in 1992. Woo followed that up with Broken Arrow, which, like the new film, stars John Travolta. In Face Off, Travolta plays FBI agent Sean Archer, who is pursuing psycho-terrorist Castor Troy, played by Nicolas Cage. In a complicated plot twist, Agent Archer goes undercover, taking the identity of terrorist Troy, after government plastic surgeons transplant Troy's face onto Archer's. But then terrorist Troy forces the doctors to give him Agent Archer's face. So the good guy now wears the face of the bad guy, and vice versa. Travolta and Cage have a ball with this identity swap. Here's a scene shortly after the transplants. The terrorist, now posing as the FBI agent, has come to the agent's home. He walks into the agent's teenage daughter's bedroom, and instead of being the strict father, he's leering at her lecherously and looking approvingly at her cigarettes.
Clarissa left those here.
I won't tell Mom if you don't.
When did you start smoking?
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Ow!
I do the jerk. Oop. I do the swim. Mm.
I asked director John Woo how he cast John Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
When I got a script, the first person in my mind was John Travolta, because I truly believe why John playing a good guy, he's so much convincing and it looks so real. And then after the switch, when he became a bad guy, and he will definitely will bring a lot of fun, and he looks so charming while he's playing a bad guy. And then me and John suggest using Nicolas Cage. And for myself, I always dream to working with Nick Cage, because I found he's not only a great actor, he also is a man with a great heart. You know, he's really care about the other one and care about everything, and also very serious about everything. So I... And then after we put them together, and that make us feel these two gentlemen are really the perfect match.
It's so much fun to watch them take on each other's characteristics after they've traded faces and traded personalities. Did you make any suggestions to Cage and Travolta about what they should copy from each other?
Yeah. Yeah, before we start shooting, we had to spend some time for rehearsing to create the character, to design lots of different things for the two different characters. Like I had designed some gesture, you know, for them, and the other thing is that most of the funny thing was created by John and Nick. So, like the way Nicolas Cage walk and the way he talk, and it just looks so funny. And John was imitated from him, you know, how he walk, you know, and how he talk. So they work very hard on rehearsing. And the other thing is that I also did some experiment, and then during the shooting, I saw all the cutscenes to both actors, let them to watch each other scene, and then to let them to learn and imitate from the tape. So they will never make any confused, and they go with the characters as well.
That was interesting, an interesting idea to show them outtakes that weren't going to be used in the film.
Yeah, because, you know, there are not much people who would like to do that, because some director will rather, you know, keep it secret, you know.
There's a scene toward the end of Face Off in which all the characters each have their gun out and each person has their gun pointed at somebody else. So everybody's got a gun pointed and everybody's got a gun pointed at them. You had a very similar scene toward the end of The Killer, in which the two men who have been pursuing each other through the film have their guns drawn on each other in a stalemate. And Quentin Tarantino borrowed that at the end of Reservoir Dogs. How did this become an almost signature shot for you?
Well, I just want to show, you know, all men are equal, you know, no matter the good guy or the bad guy, and they all only have one chance to live or die, you know. While I'm making The Killer, I tried to create a moment is to show they're all mankind, they're all pretty much the same, you know, no matter the good or bad. And also, the idea came from the Mad magazine, Spy vs. Spy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Mad magazine and the cartoon. You know, the Spy vs. Spy, the black and white bird against each other. But even though they are enemy, but actually they are friend. So I tried to create a equal moment to show that. So that's why became my trademark, because in my theory, I always believe there's no really a good guy or bad guy in this world. I think all the mankind they all have a very special quality.
So you read Mad magazine when you were in Hong Kong?
Oh yeah, I read the Mad magazine for years. You know, I'm a big fan. Yeah.
Now, a lot of people describe your action scenes as looking beautifully choreographed, and you've said that you've been very influenced by Hollywood musicals in how you do the action scenes. What Hollywood musicals do you particularly love that have influenced your action scenes?
Well, mostly the old classic musical, like Singing in the Rain, it's lots of Fred Astaire's musical, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, West Side Story, all the jazz, you know, and The Wizard of Oz. I have seen a lot of musical, and besides the musical, I also a big fan of the cartoon, you know. So that's why my kind of action sometimes pretty much like a cartoon.
Well, it is like a cartoon in the sense that no matter how much a person is knocked down and beaten up, he springs back up again to fight some more if he's the leading man. If he's a secondary character, he's probably going to get killed.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people would say that that's a bad thing because it leads people to think that violence doesn't really hurt and that violence doesn't really kill people. That violence can be fun.
Well, I think some people might be a little too serious about my movie, you know. The action in my movie, I always feel it's pretty much like the ballet dancing or the cartoon. To be honest, I have never intends to selling violence, you know, and. Actually, I'm not a violent guy, you know. I've never learned any kung fu. I've never fight with any people. I've never fired a real gun in my life, you know. I just make it fun, you know. Maybe the way I should a little too strong before I start. If I thinking of something, you know, something from the news, something from the newspaper, like if I read something like a little child has been murdered, or some innocent people are being killed, you know, by a madman or by a gangster, or some people lost their life in a war, that will usually make me very angry and painful. And then I put that emotional into the scene, and then I will let my hero hit the bad guy harder and harder, you know. Since it's so much emotional, so that's why the impact so strong.
My guest is director John Woo. His new movie is Face Off. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is John Woo, and he directed the new film Face Off. He's directed several movies in America, but had a long career in Hong Kong before coming to America just a few years ago. In talking about how dance films, how musicals have influenced your action sequences, yeah, I would imagine that was even more true in some of the Hong Kong films in which the fighting was martial arts fighting, and you were doing a lot of, you know, hand-to-hand and foot-to-hand
yeah,
kind of combat. That's very choreographed.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the kung fu films, they're very, very choreographed, and also pretty much like dancing as well. Because most of the Hong Kong director or stunt coordinator, they have been trained by the Peking Opera. So they are very good at those kind of like dancing action, you know.
Were you trained by the Peking Opera?
No, never, never.
Do you dance? Do you dance at all?
Yeah, I danced a little. When I was in high school, I was a ballroom dance instructor, you know. I taught folk dance, waltz, tango, you know. So I feel myself as a dancer, you know.
That's
so
great.
That's why when I say that, you know, I'm choreographing the action, it seems like I'm dancing, you know. I'm dancing with the actors.
Now, what were some of the things that you did with the camera and with the speed to make the fight scenes more dramatic? Things like slowing up or speeding up or slowing down the scene.
Well, each shot, I would like to set five or six or three or four camera, and each camera have a different kind of speed. You know, like one is a normal speed, the other maybe 120 frame, the other maybe 60 frame, you know. And then I put them together, see how it look, how it feel, and then I edit with a soundtrack. I mean, it means I cut with the music. I usually use a soundtrack, mm-hmm, to cut with the scene. So when the mood or when the music rhythm go, that will usually give me the feeling to use the normal speed or to using slow motion or slow motion shot. So, and then after we put the whole scene together to go with the music, see how we feel.
Is there either an action scene or a fight scene that you can break down for us almost shot by shot and tell us how you made it?
Well, it's a little hard, you know. Of course, at the first beginning, we did some storyboard, you know. But I just use it for the reference. And in Hong Kong, you know, I have never used any storyboard. So because I like to create everything on the set. When I go to the set, I would like to see what I had, and I usually choreography everything by myself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes with my stunt coordinator, and I put myself as a character, as a hero. So if I usually see how I feel first. Okay, for example, if I'm in a lobby and ambushed by 20 guys, okay, and I only got two guns in my hand. So how could I deal with all those 20 guys? So I need to figure out myself first. And then I will choreography with my stunt coordinator and demonstrate with my stuntman. And then I will rolling on the ground and get up and shooting some guy on the left side and then spin around, jumping in the air and taking care of some of the guy on the right side. If I like to keep the beauty of the body movement, keep it look great, if I'm spinning in the air, then I would like to put some other two guys up on the ceiling, and then I shoot them in the air, you know. If I feel I could do that, it will make me feel my actors also can do that.
When you were making martial arts movies, did the actors ever accidentally hit each other really hard and hurt each other?
Oh, yeah. In the old time, yeah. You know, and some of the actor wasn't a real kung fu guy, you know, so they hurt each other by accident, you know. It always happened, you know. Except that once a while for the Hong Kong martial arts film, they went crazy, you know. They Jackie Chan or Sammo Hung, those kind of a movie, they like to, you know, hit the guy real. They're really kicking the guy and beat up the guy. You know, in the mid 70s, you know, the people used to like to do that. Some actors will really get hurt.
Have you ever had an actor or a stuntman hurt while shooting a scene?
No, never. I always concerned about the safety. Safety first. So, and I also know how to use the camera technique to make it look great and avoid the dangerous. You know, sometimes get a slightly hurt, but you know, a little cut, but it doesn't mean anything. And I have never liked my actors or stuntmen risking their life to do all those dangerous thing. I mean, it doesn't worth it, you know. I always believe a movie is about editing, camera, and lighting and the drama. It's not about risking your life to do some crazy thing, you know. But in Face Off, there's a scene that the speedball chase, you know, at the ending.
Yeah.
One of our stunt double, you know, he double for Nick Cage. You know, the thought was he fell off the boat and dragging alongside the boat and then flip up to the ski. You know, that famous scene, and he almost got killed in that shot because at the first time, when he fell, and his head went down first, so his head hit the side of the bow, and he lost consciousness about a few seconds, you know, and he almost lost his life.
Well, how did that make you feel?
I feel very upset. I feel and I did try to stop him and didn't want him to do it again, but the guy was so brave, you know. That was his idea, you know. He wanted to make it. He wanted to do a great job, so he did try it again. So
now, when you're making an action film like Face Off, every new action sequence is supposed to top the one that came before it. It's supposed to get just more and more exciting and climactic. What do you consider to be your most exciting moment in Face Off?
Every moment. Yeah, I enjoy every moment in Face Off, and but the most exciting moment was in the middle of the movie, the huge gun battle scene in the loft, you know, the over the rainbow scene.
Yeah, the song that you're hearing is Over the Rainbow, because you're hearing the cassette that a little boy is listening to as this violence erupts behind him, and he's listening to a recording of Over the Rainbow. So that's the music on the soundtrack.
And you see all the violence, you know. The idea of the scene is anti-violence. You know, I try to, you know, every action sequence I intend to. To send some message. So while we're shooting the scene, I just hate to see, you know, the people killing each other, and the good guy sort of the bad guy, and the bad guy sort of the good guy. You know, it's so boring. And then I came up with the idea, you know, how about they put a children's song into the violent scene, besides to get the message to anti-violent, and also. Can show how the violence destroy the purity, you know.
John Woo directed the new film Face Off. He'll be back in the second half of our show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with John Woo, director of the new film Face Off. He grew up in Hong Kong, where he made over 25 movies before coming to Hollywood. Now, you moved to Hong Kong from China with your parents when you were 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
What was the neighborhood like in Hong Kong where you moved to?
It was really bad, you know. As I raised in a slum, you know. We live in a very bad neighborhood, you know, like a drug dealers, the gambler, the prostitutes, and the gangster, you know. And every day I got to deal with a gang. I even beat up by the gang quite often, you know. So I have to struggle very hard and fight very hard. You know, I got to fight back to be survive.
Were you good at fighting back?
Yeah, you got a feeling like to live or die. You know, so I was so lucky to have a great parents. That's my mom and dad. They taught me go for straight. And also help by the church. Since our family was so poor, they couldn't afford me to go to school. And there were an American family. They sent the money through the church to support my school fees for 6 years. That's how I got education.
Now, I understand that your house burned down.
Oh, yeah.
When you were young. Where did you live after that?
We were living on the street for 1.5 years, like all those homeless people, you know. So, but we are we've never had any self pity, you know. And my father usually give me a lot of encouragement. So I'm so proud of my parents, yeah.
When you were growing up in Hong Kong, what were the movie theaters like?
In the old time, the most of the Hong Kong people, they were so so much crazy about the theater. You know, they love movie because since we're all poor, you know, the only entertainment is to watch a movie. And in old time, the parents can bring the child into the theater for free, you know. So I usually sneak into the theater to watch every movie.
You lived in Hong Kong until what 4 or 5 years ago. You made most of your movies in Hong Kong. Most of your movies so far. Is one of your reasons for moving to America the takeover of Hong Kong by the Chinese?
No, not really. You know, about 5 years ago, I was invited to come to this country. Since my movie The Killer draw a lot of great attention, you know, from the studio, Universal Studio, there were so much interest to working with me. So I took the chance because I just felt since I already worked in Hong Kong over 25 years. I think I've done enough. You know, I really need to learn something more, something new. So that's why I came here. And the other reason is was about my family. You know, in Hong Kong, I work crazy. You know, I work 7 days a week, 18 hours a day, and I spend most of the time in the office and in a studio. So my children, they were barely can recognize my face, and they're getting to hate me, you know, because they have never got the real love from their father. So and that really scared me, because the family is the most important thing to me. So that's why I decided to move to the stage. But when we move here, I find the people here, they never work on a weekend, you know, and so everything back to the normal.
What have been the most difficult things to adjust to about working in Hollywood?
About a system, you know, because in the first beginning, I have never known they were so complicated, everything so complicated in Hollywood. And also, there are so many people involved. And I have never get used to, there's so many producers and so many meetings, just lots of meetings. And it could take 6 or 7 months just for a meeting and repeating the same thing. And I have never known the star got so much power. You know, the star can control the script and also could control the co-star, you know, everything. I just... a little confused to me, because I always felt for making movie should be simple. Everything got to be simple. And also to make a movie should be a lot of fun. The other thing was there was a different feeling about the heroes. You know, that, when I got here, I've been told that in the American movie, for the American hero, you know, they never die, they never cry, and the hero got to be very strict. And then I said, well, it kind of boring, you know. As my kind of hero usually in between the good and the bad, you know. But the great thing I found in Hollywood is all the studio, they're really really open. And they really gave me a lot of great respect. The other thing is that I also found that the people here, they are so much professional and dedicated.
John Woo, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
John Woo directed the new film Face Off. Coming up, we meet the screenwriters. This is Fresh Air.